No, just butter beans.
Does it make any difference what size or color they are?
No.
The kind of beans you eat, pod and all.
A bean that we eat, the pod and all, snap beans.
If you take the tops off turnips and cook them, you make a mess of
greens.
What other greens do you use besides turnip tops?
Collards, mustard.
If someone had seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had a whole bunch of children. What word would you use?
Oh, I think the word that you are wanting is alpaca.
Do you use that word?
No, I don't use that word, but I have heard it used.
What exactly does it mean?
I would think it would mean five or six or seven, some number like that.
When might you use it?
Well, as you say, you would use it in describing a large family of boys and girls, or you might use it in connection with a large group of any children.
What do you call the outside of an ear of corn?
The shuck.
The kind of corn that is tender enough to eat off the cob.
Sweet corn.
Any other name?
Garden corn probably.
What do we mean by roasting ears?
Well, that's a sweet tender corn, young corn.
What do you call the top of the corn stalk?
That's a tassel.
The stringy stuff that comes out at the end of the corn shuck.
That's silk.
The kind of small yellow crookneck vegetable.
Squash.
Do you have any name for it when you let it dry?
Squash when you let it dry? No. I don't know of anything except seed. You get the seed after it has dried.
What kinds of melons are raised around here?
We have watermelon, cantaloupe. Let's see. I believe that's all.
What are these small umbrella-shaped things that you grow in damp cellars or in the shade?
Mushrooms.
They're anything like this that grows on stumps or fallen logs?
Yes. Toad mushrooms or toad stews.
Which ones are good to eat?
Just mushrooms.
If a man has a sore throat so that the inside of his throat is all swollen, you could say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow it.
If you're not able to do something, you say, I'd like to, but
I can't.
Somebody asks you about sundown to do some work. And you say, I got up to work before sun up and I...